Dads, Lads and Kebabs. Sponsored by Ghostalware.
And now, it's Dads, Lads and Kebabs.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, whenever you're listening. Welcome to another show of Dads, Lads and
Kebabs. It's just that one.
Oh, no. And tuna sweet corn salad cream sandwich.
It's very nice, no, very posh, very jolly,
It's not really. It's not, is it?
Is that your leftover party from the weekend's coronation? Your little sandwiches you made, your little flag waving.
We went really British on our party.
Did you have a party?
No. So me, the wife, the daughter, we had bacon sandwiches.
Mm.
Why not? So we had bacon sandwiches.
What sauce? Red or brown?
Brown.
Or mayo?
Oh, fuck you, you dirty cunt. I said that word, but you're a dickhead, you cunt. Oh, fuck off, you cunt. But yeah,
sorry.
So we had bacon sarnies. My wife did like a plate of biscuits, and we all had I had a coffee, my wife had a tea, and we just sat and watched it on the telly with our daughter. And then my daughter went to my daughter to a party.
Yeah,
with her friends. Her friends had a coronation party. Oh, I hate parents. Oh my god, parents! Fucking other playground parents, I call them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we've seen some of them at the party. Oh my god, parents out of school, just you see them and you're like, do you know when you see a teacher out of school?
Hmm.
And you think, you're a nonce. Like I'm sure I had a lot of teachers that were noncey.
You reckon? I know there was definitely an old science teacher of mine that used to look up the girls' skirts in science, and I was in, that would have been middle school, so they would have been 13 at the oldest.
We definitely,
yeah, he was quite famous for that.
We had a teacher, and it was a design technology teacher, and he used to be really serious and really cross with us. Right, and then he'd go back to his laptop and smile at his laptop, and I used to think, ooh.
What's he looking at?
Proper weirdos, right? He had glasses that steamed up all the time because he was always taking them off and wiping them.
Oh, wow.
He was weird.
Dirty boy. Dirty boy. Yeah,
when you see parents, some parents in the playground are horrible.
Their kids or general?
Like, parents against other parents that judge other parents.
Okay.
I'm a lone ranger in a playground. There's a playground etiquette. In fact, you know what? Let's press pause on the playground etiquette and let's go back to the coronation and celebrate that for a second, because we're just going to sidetrack.
Okay. We'll pause the playground adults. Yeah.
Playground adults. Pause.
Yeah.
Coronation. Oh, it was beautiful, wasn't it?
I thought it was a bit boring at one point because it took him like 7 hours to fucking sit down on the throne. It wasn't even his throne. And then he had to get changed and they put them screens up. And I thought, what are they doing? They're making the king naked. I thought that was a bit weird. But they still had his shirt on. It looked like an old shitty school shirt or from the old theatre group when he was a teenager. But apparently they're putting holy oil on him, wasn't it? It wasn't holy water, it was oil. So, like, sunflower oil, you know, shit like that. And then he eventually got on the old crown.
It was Christmas Day for him, wasn't it? When he's just giving him all his shit.
Did you see the weird outfit they put on him? That weird old gold thing. It looks like some poor person's dressing gown. Now, that may be 700, 800 years old. I don't know. Made of pure gold. But cuckoo.
This wouldn't be a podcast without the cuckoo, would it?
The cuckoo is now in it, yeah. That's weird. I thought that was weird. There's better things that I thought he could have worn.
I thought he looked like a pimp. gonna just lay out there. I was like, they're giving me a stick, put his crown on him. They were giving him gold spears and coins.
Spears, like, yeah. And sectors. That's the stick thing. Sector.
I don't know what it's called. I was always wondering what it's called.
But
he got two. He got two.
Yeah, did you hear the commentator? They said, oh, he's got his scepter. And then they've put some institution rod in his other hand. And I thought, so he's got a stick thing and a rod. And he sat there like this, isn't he? And it's like, they kept putting stuff in his hand. He would say stuff. They'd take it back off him. It's like, here's what you could have won. No, I'm taking it back. Have this one. Exactly, and it was very, very weird, I thought. But did you see how frail he looked, though? He looked really ill.
I said to my wife, I was like, he doesn't look very well.
No, he doesn't.
And the thing is, he's our king. Like, we've got a king now, and I didn't want to be pessimistic about it. But I was like, he looks, I don't know, he looked like he'd aged a lot. Or, you know. It was him in his natural light. I don't know if it was very natural. But my hopes are there because he's our king. And I hope he reigns for a long time.
I'll give him 20 years. 20 years.
It was if nice, that. It was a nice ceremony, though.
Yeah.
Viva Camilla. The songs, like... Some of the people there. I mean, obviously, you know, I was upset about Harry. I kind of really felt upset about Harry.
Harry was just in his normal outfit, wasn't he? Normal suit for anyone's wedding.
Like, I don't want to say it, but there was someone there that was in get-up, I'd say, that I thought shouldn't be in get-up.
Was he in get-up there? I know Edward was at the front, and then William came out with Kate. Yeah, I didn't see Andrew there, though.
He had gets up on. He had his royal cape thing. So why was he in it? But yet Harry was pretty much banished to the side.
Well, Harry obviously gave up his royal title, but Andrew has been bailed out of 12 million for something he didn't do. So of our tax money, I hope the fucking Queen, God rest her soul, actually paid for that out of her own money and not my tax money for when I'm at work and I'm pissed off. You know,
that's every fucking day.
Don't give it to fucking Andrew.
It was. Let's just take it off that little prick. Right, he's been stripped. He's been put to the side. He's a dickhead.
Yeah.
I don't think Charles would stand for any of it. I really don't. I think he'd be like, "No, you're fucking out, bro. Right, mate, come fuck off. Get to the back of the bus."
Yeah,
but it was a nice ceremony. It was a lovely day. It was a very patriotic day.
Yeah,
a lot of positive people about it. A lot of people were positive before the storm afterwards, and I knew that was coming. And like, I know obviously you want to talk about that, but I knew, you know, it couldn't just be what a lovely day. It was a lovely day
to hear the king. There was many videos.
First of all, it's about the money. Of course, it is. It's always about the money.
Yeah, everything costs so much money. Everyone's in poverty. I did see one picture. They had a picture from above of the royal carriage taking Charles in the gold carriage, obviously. And on the road, there was potholes filled in with sand. And people were memeing it, saying it's like, this. If there's any one image that will define the country at the moment, it's the royals and the rest of us, is that picture.
Yeah, but it's not like, I think what people need to realise is they need to take the monarchy for what they are. Like, they are our monarchy. They're not, you know, they're not rulers. We're not ruled by monarchy. We're not in that society. So people think that they pull the purse strings and that sort of stuff, which is not true. Not true. Like, a lot, and that's the thing. A lot of people don't understand where money comes from. Just like when people talk about, you know, what people don't really talk about is the fact that most of those people that are writing those statuses going, look at their gold carriages, look at this, look at that. Hold on a second, Tracy, right? When you were paid to stay at home for nearly a year and a half, you were paid, well, other people have to go to work, but you were paid to keep your job, right?
Yeah.
and you just have, you got to have a couple of nice little summers off, and you know, you had a nice little year at home paid. Right? Ask yourself, where did that money come from, Tracy? Right? Because honestly, there's so many dickheads just quick just to slate the monarchy. Like, do you know what my missus said as well? It was, do you know what's nice? Is that all the drama that they have as a family, over the past 5 years, I'd say drama's been quite apparent. You know what I mean?
Very much so, yeah.
A lot of drama's happened. But is they're actually just very, very normal. No matter who you are, no matter how high up the chain you are, they're a very normal, dysfunctional family. You know what I mean? You can paint the nice picture all you want, but you know, there's everybody, every photo has got cracks.
Yeah, exactly. They're just like normal people, like you say. Charles is somebody's granddad, somebody's dad. He's lost his mum within the last year, like a lot of people over the world have lost parents, lost family members. It's like, give them a break. Yeah, they've got money. They weren't elected. And that's what a lot of people have seen online and in the media this last week. Oh, they're not my king. Because people are making signs, aren't they? Going around putting these up. Charles is not my king, all this stuff. And it's like, wow. Like, they're not elected, no. But like you say, they don't hold any power, really. Technically, they do. But the rules are never brought in. They're never used. The powers are never used.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So, royal reign is, I think, royal reign in the modern day society is very different from what it used to be.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just a tourism thing now for our country. And if we didn't have it, half of the world would not come to this country. And then we'd be a lot poorer for it. And then all your tax money would have to be stretched a lot further. And the services that we do get in this country from the government would be shit.
People don't realise how much revenue the royal family do make.
Yeah.
But also, how much of a historical moment that, you know, Saturday was.
Yeah.
No, not 90% of the population were not around for the first one.
No.
So, you know, this is in your lifetime.
We've probably only got one more left as well.
In our lifetime.
For us, yeah. Probably about 20 years. William will be 60 in 20 years.
I think I'll outlive William, surely. He's like 15 years older than me.
Yeah, he's 40, yeah.
So he's 10 years older than me.
10
so
years,
maybe,
yeah.
Well, mate, you see, maybe I won't see another one after William.
No, so I probably won't either. That's weird.
That's so sad. That's like when convicts go to prison. It's like they think about it. They've only got 3 World Cups. That's fucking 9 years.
12.
12 years, then. 4 years.
12 years, yeah. But, yeah.
Fucking hell. Right.
No, the government, the media just like to stir up shit, try and be negative for anything. Why can't they just, like you say, just enjoy? Charles was coronated. He's our king properly now. He's had the crown. He looked a frail old man. Yeah, respect him. That's it. Let him and his wife, they probably didn't even want that coronation, to be fair. Him and Camilla probably just wanted it with like behind closed doors, I would imagine, because a lot of stuff he didn't have to be paid for, like, because all their uniforms, all the uniforms that the service people wore there, all had ER on. Elizabeth, was it Rain or whatever it's called? Regina or whatever, I don't know. And then, obviously, it needs to be changed to CR for Charles. But he said, don't worry about it, just leave it. You know, our tax money could have paid for that. Lots of things were not upgraded for this coronation because he didn't see it necessary because of the current cost of living at the moment.
Thing, right? He's actually seen the financial implications of it all. And I get it. It was a very expensive day. But then, you know, do you expect it to be cheap?
Half the world was watching.
I know.
I'd like to see the viewing figures for the world on that. It's got to be billions.
How many kings are there in the world?
There's one in Spain, isn't there? One of Monaco. I don't know if they're kings or queens, but like royal, proper royal families. It's Monaco, Spain.
Because like,
maybe something.
You look at countries like Africa. Saudi Arabia and, or you know, those kind of countries, Middle Eastern countries, that it seems that royal family over there extended massively.
There's lots of them there, aren't there? Yeah.
There's so many. That royal, you got like the Prince of Brunei and all that sort of stuff, and you know. It's the sheikhs and how far they go.
Shake, round and roll.
I think what their budget's like. But I know. What, another thing I will say about is obviously is that the biggest thing in the media, still in the media this week, is, and I'm going to be positive on it for first time in my life, is the policing. Now, the policing was brilliant.
At that event? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely brilliant. Right? There were going to be mistakes. They even said that, like, across the board of the whole day, they were looking for mistakes that were going to be made, from the ceremony to the, you know, to the security to everything else. There was a lot of arrests made for protesters, for one.
You didn't. I didn't really see that in the media.
I think there was over a couple hundred arrests made for protest. Obviously, they wasn't covered, but they were obviously oil protests, nature protests.
Fucking idiots, they are.
Those protesters. Don't ruin the day. And the police stand by and said, look, you know, everything that we did that day was justified for the security. But then if you take that on its hands and what's going on in the world at the moment around us and very close proximity around us, that day needed a very high level of security.
Oh, yeah. You could wipe out the whole royal family.
A lot of the world leaders were there too. So you can think about it, is that there's a lot going on in that one space. London's like a minefield, isn't it? It's so vast, but yet if you pinpoint
so down confined,
to
one place, yeah.
It's a rat run, isn't it? Really,
yeah.
Like, so you've got to think, you know, security level must have been very, very high. Threats must have been very, very high. So I'd imagine, you know, the police force as a whole must have been on, you know, very, very, you know, treading on eggshells, pretty much.
Did anybody die at Saturday's events? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Did you see the Grim Reaper in the church in Westminster Abbey?
It did look like
in
it.
In the videos that go around on TikTok.
It did look like it.
Yeah, but no, apparently it was one of the people that puts the candles out. But it did look like the Grim Reaper running across the back as they walked down the middle of the entrance to Westminster Abbey. It was quite funny. And so, Grimmy's here.
He had a front seat.
He fucking did. But yeah, I did.
Hold my slide for Harry. My fucking wrists are ripped.
I'll get it later now. I'm just going to have a beer.
Hold this for a bit, Harry. It's fucking your turn at least.
But yeah, I enjoyed it. I wanted to see it. Some people at work, because I was at work all day. I had my own t-shirt like we showed last week on here. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. The residents got involved. They didn't really know what was going on, but some of them did. They enjoyed it. We had parties. We had food. I just think it's something you need to watch. It's historical.
Of course. It's one of those things that I think should be watched. You know, it's a big moment for us. I love the parades. I love all this stuff. And I love the body language. For me, I love watching them as they come in. Body language. And, you know, like, I could see Harry was very gloom, very down, very, you know, he had very safety poses of...
Yeah, he's training.
Very dark of, you know, he was very, like, looking down. And for me, a few people only said hello to him. I loved watching all of that stuff. Coronation Day. I'm in.
Done. Yeah, I loved it. On to the next. Let's unpause parents in a playground.
Unpause.
And carry on. Yeah, why do you hate parents in a playground, Noel?
Because they're just dickheads. Evil bastards. Honestly, like, you get groups of parents, clusters of parents that stand together in the playground and gossip about other parents, they gossip about the children, the teachers.
What they're wearing, what they act like, yeah.
There's a WhatsApp group. My missus is in a WhatsApp group.
Oh, no.
A parents WhatsApp group. I'm not in it. Apparently, there's a few blokes in it. I said, I want in. Keep saying to my missus, I want in this group. I want in the WhatsApp group because I want to know what's going down. But apparently, it's only school stuff. But I'd go in there and fuck shit up. And, come on. Mickey's muted. He's had a bit of a cough.
I'm dying. Oh, dear. Wrong hole. Oh, my drink went down the wrong hole. And now it's gone black. Oh, my God.
One sec. I'm coming back.
He's gone.
I'm coming back.
Where is he? Niall. So, yes, anyway, guys, thank you, everyone who downloaded the podcast last week. 398 of you downloaded our podcast last week. It's good to be back. That was two in a row. This is the third week in a row. We've got lots of episodes coming. We are back on it, people. And it shows with the amount of downloads. I was like, wow. So, yeah, thank you so much. And Lyle is back. He's all shiny and new, like in his shed.
Yeah, they're just bitches, right? And they're nasty about other parents and what financial situation they're in. But then you get some parents that expose way too much about themselves. Like, I'm talking details. My missus tells me stories about what parents, about what women talk to. And, like, you get the woman's like, yeah, I split with my husband. And I've got like a man on the side that comes around for a bit of, you know.
That's a father.
Then you get drink, and then you get like parents that are alcoholics, and you know they're alcoholics. Like, it's fucking. And you get parents that you don't want to speak to, but they speak to you anyway.
Yeah, yeah. You're trying to avoid eye contact, and they're still there.
Oh, I do, and I'm lovely to everybody. Don't get me wrong. In the school, I say hello. I say, "Is it good morning? Good morning. Good morning, Alison. Good morning, Chris." And I say all the teachers. I'm always saying good morning, and I'm lovely and I'm polite and I put on a lovely English voice and say, good morning, how are you doing, chap? But yeah, some of them are just dicks. The posh crowd, I love the posh crowd. They're my kind of people. Because we stand together and we look down at the world. No, they do. They honestly, they get some people that come to school and they think it's a fashion show. Like, you see these mums, and you know these mums have been at home all day. And it's, you know, I know some mums do work, but I know some of these mums don't. And they come to school and they're all dressed up. And it's like, get a
grip. The smallest outfits. Yeah, I used to do it when I used to pick my kids up many years ago. The afternoon pick up, 3:30. And it's like, wow. Okay. You're not wearing much. Going to school.
Like, you know, I make an effort one day a week because I'm going to work that day.
Yeah.
Obviously, everybody knows I work from home. I'm a home worker. I'm a remote worker. But yeah, parents in playgrounds. Oh, let us know your thoughts. I fucking hate them. I think they're evil. And they've never got anything good to say. And it's always negative about the school. They're not doing this. And this is not on the curriculum. And we're going to have to talk about the PTA. And we're trying to raise funds for a mud kitchen. And just fuck off.
yeah. In a few years, your kid will be expelled anyway because they're little fucks.
I mean... So. I don't know who you're talking about. You've been talking about my kid. My kid's a fucking
No, kid. Not your kid. I'm on about in general, like to the other parents I'm on about.
Oh, mate. My daughter's got nicknames for some of the kids. And like, I was like, oh, my God. She's got nicknames. And like, she shared some of the nicknames. And now they've stuck to us as well. And it's like, now we know them as that kid.
And yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, God. So now they've got names.
Come on.
I can't. Like, do you know what I mean? Like... Snotty Nose Henry and that sort of stuff. Like, just funny names like that. But yeah, she tells us who picks her nose, who's naughty, who gets told off a lot. And so she tells all and she's like, so-and-so was not very nice to me. Yeah, it's hilarious. Yeah. Moaning about fucking school parents. I do love being a parent.
Do I love it?
Yeah.
Oh, you love it?
I think you love it too. You've got older kids now, so it's different for you. You're asking your kids to talk to you rather than your kids.
Yes, it's like, do you want to do something? No, I can't be bothered, or I'm busy, or I don't feel like it. And I'm like, cool. Sit in my bedroom on my own then. You know.
Maybe what you should do is just test them one day and be like, anyone up for going to New York this week? See, I'm going to come back to you. And you'd be like, I didn't just go, then I didn't get any
replies
from anybody, so, you know.
Yeah, fuck you all, I'm going. I'm off on my own. You lot can do one. No.
Have you booked your solo trip to New York yet? Come on, get it done. Book it.
No, I wouldn't go to New York. But...
Just so we know, everybody, Mickey is loaded.
He's not.
Mickey is minted, all right?
I'm minted like fucking Cadbury's mint chocolate chip cookies, but...
Honestly, like, you're minted. I mean, I'm rich if I die tomorrow. Do you know what I mean? I'm a millionaire if I die tomorrow.
I'm rich on the 26th of every month, and then
till the
27th, and then I'm a poor fuck. But yeah, so them Costas, mate. That's what it is.
A week before payday. A week before payday. There's no Costas. It's make your own.
Well, I've got the machine downstairs, so you know, I suppose I could do.
I know, but I think everybody feels that struggle. Everyone feels that struggle. A week before payday struggle.
Yeah. The old credit card comes out and it's like, oh.
What should we do for dinner? Let's look in the freezer.
Or the cupboard. What tins can be put together? Does that go with that? You know?
I've run out of toothpaste. Get the one from that we got from the hotel.
Try that.
I'm out of shampoo. No, you're not. I've got all these freebies from the Premier
League. Does baked beans go with mackerel?
Yeah. Oh, I've made some
cold.
I've made some payday specials meals. Payday special meals. Do you know, like, you'd make like one chicken Kiev, three potato waffles, and spaghetti hoops.
That's a Wednesday night, isn't it? That's a Wednesday meal. What I used to do in the old days, we used to have like a set menu like we had at work. So on Monday, the weekend before, we'd all pick with the kids and that when the boys come back. And we'd pick what we'd have in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, etc. And then one of them would cook it with a bit of help from the parents sometimes. But yeah, that's quite good. So we sort of knew, and then we'd order food and get the bits in, get the ingredients and make them cook it.
Do you know what I will say, and I will tell our listeners this, is that you make fucking banging lasagna. You've made lasagna a couple of times, and I've had it, and it's fucking banging. You put everything in it as well.
Yeah, Marmite, what's the sauce? And I'd never made lasagna until I started in care, you know that.
That's the thing, right? Is we both, obviously, was in the same industry.
Yeah.
Within that industry, you create a lot of memories. Like, do you know, and I will say this to anybody, if you're struggling of knowing what you want to do with your life, but you know you're stuck in a job that you're not really enjoying, and you're stacking shells or something, go into care for a little bit, because it broadens your mind. Like, we've seen it and been in it for too long. You've been in it way too long. I think you're longer than I was.
Yeah.
But we've started at the bottom, worked our way up. But if you don't know what you're doing with life, just get into it. Like, supported living. I'd say supported living is the best.
Yeah, don't go residential or nursing or anything.
Yeah, supported living.
It's just too much shit and fucking piss.
Honestly, the memories that you create, like, it's a good laugh.
You're
helping people in their home environment. You're helping them cook. But you also get time to do those things as well. You get time to stand there and go, yeah, let's make this. Let's cook this. And if you're not a listener that doesn't know about, obviously, young adults that we work with, especially young adults we learn difficulties, is that, you know, they live a full life. You know, some of the people that we've worked with, they definitely change your perspective on life because they're happy.
Like, yeah.
You know, they're just worried about what they're having for dinner and what they're watching on telly tonight. You know, when you've got a young lad that goes, what do you want to watch? And he goes, can we watch Baywatch back to back? And you're like, yeah, all right. Let's do it.
Where's the tissues?
Like, you know, and yeah. Oh, God, the memories of, like, the days out that we used to do randomly and, you know, and stuff like that. And obviously, me and you work next door to each other in two houses, so we would be with each other all the time and fucking watch films. And it was just a good time.
Yeah, I do class my care memories as not at that job, though, now. I'm much happier in my current job.
Yeah, but I think that
it's different sort of memories, and yeah, I think the people are better, the residents are better, if you can say that. I suppose they're more appreciative of what you do for them. I think they need more care, but they're still supported living.
But all of them leave a little footprint on you, though.
They do. I go home. When I close my eyes at night, I know that I've made people happy. I've made their lives a lot better because I was with them today. And not that's many jobs you really get that, apart from in like hospitals and fire service and all that sort of thing.
And that's what doctors. If you don't know what you want to do, give it a go, because it's rewarding to them. It's rewarding to yourself.
Yeah.
But it also, it can become part of a lifestyle. I'll tell you, one of the worst things I hate is when we used to both live out of a bag. Like your life is in a hold all. You know, you've got your vitamins, your pajamas, your fucking toiletries, your toiletries. Food.
Like, yeah. I still do that. Really? Yes, there. It's over there. That black one there.
A bit small.
I have taken my toothbrush out now, though, and my razor. Only recently, though. So for over 10 years, I've had my aftershave, my like deodorant, my toothbrush, my toothpaste, nail clippers, medicine, everything in my bag, and I've lived out of it, and just changing clothes in and out of the bag. You know, sunglasses are in there. Like, cables.
You used to come into work and you'd be like, oh, fuck, I forgot my fucking Apple lead or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but at the same time, like, you know, you used to go in and have to make a bed up and set your room up and you'd be like, fucking, I'm here now for, you know,
2 days.
Hours.
Yeah, yeah. 2 days.
We sat in long ass shifts, man. But let's talk about jobs. Let's talk about jobs. You've got some funny stories about jobs you told me anyway that you wanted to talk about. So, fire away.
Yeah. One of the jobs I used to do was when I worked in a sandwich factory. I worked in there for 10 and a half years, 11 years. And that was interesting. Massive warehouse, freezing cold. It was like 4 degrees. Obviously, they're making sandwiches, wraps, things like that for M&S. And I mean, it's just very nice. To be fair, the food was pretty good. Cool. It was good. Apart from when I got food poisoning once. On a Wednesday Dale and carrot sandwich. And I was shitting. I have no idea. It must have been someone dodgy touched the fucking bread. I don't know. But that job, I was there, like I say, 11 years. And I'd done various jobs within that company. And it was, I used to, sometimes when I went on holiday and I have like breaks and that, I'd be driving into work. So I used to start at 4 a.m. and I'd be just around the corner from work. And I used to turn around and ring in sick. Cause I didn't want to go. I hated it, but the money was very good at the time. We're talking 20 odd years ago. I was on like £600 a week.
Goodbye.
20 years ago. So, you know, like warehouse work, factory work is good pay normally. But yeah, if I'd been away and had a good holiday and I was my first day back, quite often I'd phone in sick. Because I used to get like 8 weeks sick pay. And I'm like, fuck yeah, I have another holiday. And I just couldn't go in. I couldn't face driving down because of how depressed it made me. Not for any particular reason, just like the atmosphere, I think, and the whole being there. Like when I was there, I was all right, but the people were lovely. The people I worked with and staff I had. But yeah, I don't know. It's just, I just couldn't face going in sometimes. And I think that's quite common nowadays, I would say.
It is, like, to the point where, you know, a lot of people, I mean, have you heard of the term quiet quitting?
No.
So quiet quitting is not quitting your job, but it's doing the bare minimum not to get sacked.
Okay, I know a few people like that.
Exactly. And we all know a lot of people like that.
Lazy fuckers.
But then quiet quitting can be used on two terms. It can be used for the lazy bastards. And God, man, I used to, especially when the last place I worked at with you, there was one in particular that worked there. And I fucking hated him. Hated him with a passion because of, well, he just did nothing. He did nothing you asked. He was unhygienic. Like, you know, he didn't complete any of his work. His work was at a very poor standard. Like, and you just think, why are you here? You don't want to be here. So don't be here. But I just got the feeling he had nothing else. Nothing else was on his radar. but quiet quitting can be used on the same effect of, you know, you've been at the same job for so long. You've not been spoken to by a manager about a pay rise or a pay increase. You've asked to do courses or apprenticeships or something to better yourself and give yourself something out of your job to progress yourself. Because progression in a job this day and age is very always short-staffed. And it's not my fault that you as a company are short-staffed and you're reflecting that on me. You know? The glass ceiling. But yeah, quiet quitting, I think he's so popular. There's so many people going to their jobs and do the very bare minimum, just enough not to get sacked. Because they, you know...
Yeah, but you see the other person working with you, it's like, well, they're doing fuck all. Why am I running around busting my ass, sweating, like up and down stairs, doing all this work while they're just sat there chatting? And they're on the same money? Nah. There comes a point where you have to say, sorry, I'm not doing that anymore. Management aren't doing nothing, you know.
And that's the thing, right? You lead by example, and you're in a management position now, so was I. And it used to annoy me when, one, people would undermine you in terms of you would ask somebody to complete a task and they wouldn't see the fault. And I would say to everybody, I would not ask you to do something I would not do myself.
Yeah, exactly.
So
if
I'm asking you to go and do something, it's because I need you to go and do it. People don't see the team effort anymore, you know.
No.
Especially like, you know, where you still work and where I work, there was a team briefing beforehand. So there was a whole team discussion. So if you had something to say, you had a concern or, you know, that you didn't, you know, you couldn't fulfill that task, it would get redelegated somewhere else. Or, you know, as a manager, you'd go and do it yourself.
Yeah.
But then bosses, top bosses piss me off. Like, they piss me off. They fucking piss me off. The IAMs that come in for 5 minutes and fucking dish out the orders when they're not there, they're not on the ground, you know, they're not a frontline staff member who are actually doing the work.
Yeah.
Yeah, their opinion overshadows. Like, what I've learned from being senior now is the fact that what a lot of senior people do above me is they listen to your ideas, and that's their tick box to say, well, I've listened to you, but we're not going to do it that way. We're going to do it my way. Actually, you know, my way of working would have been better. And it's about the reflection of going, well, actually, we should probably listen to each other. Let's take a bit of what you said. Let's try it.
Because you're doing it at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
The top bosses are not on the front line. They're not on the floor. They're not doing the job day by day. So
it's the same as reporting issues, right? Reporting issues, especially in your industry now, is very important. Anything that goes wrong, it needs to be reported, documented, highlighted, you know, solved and resolved. You know, very important. But yeah, especially when it comes to places that we have worked, when it comes to things like maintenance or, you know, hygiene or... fucking hell, I don't know, policies and procedures that just not being followed, you know, complaint procedures and all that sort of stuff, and you think to yourself, it's okay you driving around, you know, in your car as such, your very expensive car, but if you're not listening to what your staff members are telling you what's wrong, how much longer do you think that's going to go unnoticed for?
Yeah.
Do you remember the sleeping battle?
I don't know.
Do you remember?
Depends what you say.
The sleeping battle. Do you remember when we were obviously told that we should be paid more for sleeping in than the Vegas?
Oh yes. Well, we used to have a flat rate price of a sleeping at night time, and then someone in a job within the service industry they went to court, didn't they? And they tried to get hourly pay for. Mm-hmm. Anybody in the care industry that worked nights or unsociable hours, and they would get paid hourly rate instead of a set price, a set fee. So we all started working out, didn't we? Oh, they owe me. And they were going to backdate it a few years, weren't they? That was the plan. It went to court about 4 or 5 times, different judgments and all that, and it was changing, it was going forward, it was coming back.
It fell out because it went to Supreme, it went to High Court.
Yeah, I remember everyone thinking, oh, we're going to get 24 grand from the company. And I thought, well, that'd be really nice if they backdated it. But the all care companies are going to go bust because they haven't got that money to pay everybody back. But for a while, we did get hourly rate, didn't we?
Yes.
We went from £27 a night up to, like, it was £10 an hour, wasn't it? Or something like that. Yeah. No. I was on £8.50 at the time on that when I worked there. So, yeah, we were getting £85 a night for sleeping, 10 hours sleeping. And
so everyone was like, I'll do sleep-ins every night.
Everyone would cover. There was never a problem. I remember my wages were like £800 a month just in sleep-ins. Mm-hmm. That's before my normal wages. And I'm like, I was fucking loaded. I fucking loved that at that time. That lasted. Cool. How long did that last? Like 6 months, something like that?
6 months. And then it went back to £38.
Yeah, and then they put it up to 45 in the end, and then we left. So I don't know what it is now, currently.
And that's the thing, another thing we should tell people, is the fact that actually if you want a steady income where it offers you a decent rate of pay, is that if you're willing to work, if you're willing to work for your money and offer a bit of help and cover now and again, is that you can respectably be coming out between, you know, I'd say 1,800 and 2,300 on a normal, on an entry wage into the care sector. Like,
I think you're reaching there, personally.
Reaching?
Yeah.
I remember some of my wages were about 2,200 a month.
Which job?
First job.
Oh, yeah. But that's when, obviously, the money was, we did a lot of sleep-ins. That took up a lot of hours.
Did your first wage at your new job, was that massive?
It was, yeah. Because they paid me, like, all the training I'd done, all the other work. I don't know where it came from, but, yeah. I thought,
my first wage was near enough about £3,000.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, is this going to be every month, is it? Because I'll stay. And then in reality, on the following month, I was like, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, I dropped about £400 a month to go to where I currently work. But for my own mental state and for what was best for me and the love I have for the new job, it's more important than the £400. I can make up that £400. I just have to work a few more shifts, you know, and we do sleep-ins now every night, so it is like a thing now. It wasn't just cover. Yeah, one wake-in, one sleep-in every night now.
Okay. Yeah. And is that across all staff, or is it across...
Every night, yeah. No, everybody. Whoever wants to do it, basically. You're not made to do it. Okay. You get offered them every night. You can just, when the new rotors come out, you just fill them in. Who wants to do it? Okay. It's about four people that do it.
And what's that pay at?
£45.
Okay.
It used to be 33, and then they introduced this, so...
Ah.
So, yeah, it's all right. There's always people phoning in sick. Everyone's poorly now and again, you know. Oh, it's always available. So if you do want a job.
Do you have a sick voice?
A sick voice?
Sick voice.
As in, what up, man?
No, I used to be like.
Oh, sorry, when you ring in sick. I don't ring in sick now. I've never been sick
in
4 years there.
I used to put on acting. I used to put on that much acting. When I used to vote, because it was a rarity for me to vote six, I'd be scared to do it.
Yeah,
I don't like my missus knows. I don't like taking days off. I don't like being late. I don't like, you know, being underachieving. I do everything I have to do. So I'm always there. I don't really phone sick. But the times that I've thought, you know what, fucking hell, I'm hanging out my ass, or I don't want to go, or I know people are going to have to do this, or I'm going away for the night, so I don't want to work on Monday. Like, when I'd have to phone in, I used to be like, hi, you're right. Yeah, it's me. I can't come in today. My glands are swollen. I feel terrible. Okay, I'm really sorry to let you down. I'll be back tomorrow. Walk in today. Morning! Next day.
Better. Good old Vic. I always use the sickness and diarrhea thing if I had to. That's 2 days guaranteed off sick.
48 hours.
You ain't got to worry about your voice, you know. So... But yeah, I know people that would not come into work because they've like fell down the stairs or something and hurt their legs and they couldn't walk, couldn't do whatever, couldn't drive. And they go, my leg hurts. And I thought, why are you putting on a voice? Your fucking leg hurts, not your throat. You're not poor. You ain't got a cold. And then just like, oh, yeah. You know, it's like, it's just natural, isn't it? Oh,
my
poorly.
Legs still hurts, by the way. My voice is better. I don't know what happened.
Ooh. Why, fucking... Is there some jobs you wouldn't do? Or what is the worst job you've ever had first? Before we go on to that.
Oh, God. See, I don't...
You must have had a lot of jobs. You worked in care. You worked in bar work. You worked in a little fucking double glazing plumbing place, didn't you? Or something? In a little shed.
What was one of the worst? Another one I did. I did a bathroom. I worked for a bathroom design company. And it was basically designing bathrooms. Pretty much all IT based, and sales, and I'm talking very expensive sales.
Yeah.
And again, proverbial glass ceiling, family run business, absolute millionaires. Like, and the place was terrible. It's fucking terrible. We was in this tiny little box office, and I'd be over in my desk over in the corner, and literally I'm taking orders. I'm taking orders for like 50, 60 grand bathrooms and kitchens and all that sort of stuff. Talk about pay increase. No, wasn't happening. That's your rate of pay. That's what it is. Breaks, like, and you'd go out, and basically, so the husband worked downstairs, the owner of the company. They had a brother of the company who was who just went out and spent all the money and rarely ever come in. And then the wife and the wife's sister both worked upstairs in the office with her on the phones as like sales because they're thick as shit, right? And basically, they used to be like, Niall, you can go for your break now. I'd be like, yeah, I know. I know my job. Like, it was to the point where like they just used to gossip. Like, all these sisters used to do gossip all day and do no work. And not things like deliveries, products needed added to the website, like designs, formats need to be done and sent out and all this sort of stuff. And it was like, they wouldn't do anything. And I'm here, literally putting designs together and all sorts of stuff. And you'd have to pick up their slack. All because she's sucking the fucking boss's dick downstairs. Bearing in mind, that's how they fucking met. She applied to work there and ended up sucking his dick. And they were just dickheads.
That's like with all family businesses, isn't it? The new staff get to fuck the bosses. So.
But that's it. Do you know what I mean? She spread her legs to him. Fucking, and then they got, then like, you know, she just let him fucking, well, he just fucking walks over and she walks all over him. Like, he did nothing but smoke all day. He was just outside smoking all day. So when, you know, I smoked at times when I go out for cigarettes, like, you'd be looked at. And I'd be like, listen, I'm not here for your family drama. Like, oh, Niall's going out again. And towards the end, I handed him a notice and I was silent quitting. So I had a really good job that I was going to. Basically, I was silent quitting. I started doing the bare minimum. I would go in, fucking sit there. I wouldn't make any calls. I'd tell people that I haven't got any space at the moment to do designs, and I'd call them back when I had time. Literally nothing. Like, to the point where the one that was shagging the boss turned around to me and said, she said something, something like, what are you doing today? It doesn't seem like you've been doing very much. And I was like, just fired, just went back. I was like, I think you should shut your mouth. And that was it. She stood up and ran down to her husband. Yeah, because basically she tried to out me in front of everyone in the office. And I was like, you shut your mouth. Like, I don't need to listen to you. You know, I'm way more qualified than you'll ever be. And I was young, so at the end of the day, for me, I was annoyed. I don't need to be spoken to like that.
No.
But, you know, I work hard when I work, so no one can ever say that I don't work hard, because that's to me, I think that's the only thing I know is I have to work hard. Anyway, so the last 2 weeks of that job, I went downstairs, lit up a cigarette, and he said, oh, what's going on? And I was basically like, it's your fucking piece upstairs, delving into what I'm doing. And he were like, do you mind working downstairs? I said, yeah, I'll work downstairs for another week, and then I'm gone. And he were like, don't go. I was like, nah, I'm good, I'm gone. Fucking last day. Last day I did nothing. Do you know what I did last day? It was towards Christmas, and I basically played, did you know the competitions on Heart Radio at Christmas? Like,
yeah.
For Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
I was basically just texting that every 2 minutes, every time it come on.
Yeah,
I hate jobs worse. I hate people who fucking shag the bosses. Do you know?
Oh, yeah. They're fucking, they do your head in.
Twats. absolutely.
End of the day, if you've got some people in the company like that, the good staff leave, you're left with the shit, and your company and your business does not grow because they're more interested in their own lives than the job they're doing. So
bearing in mind, most of them are married as well when they're shagging their staff. You know.
Oh yeah, that's quite common, isn't it?
Like,
yeah, scumbags. In the back of their new cars.
Yeah.
Those expensive cars.
In the workplaces, you know.
Yeah.
But hey, yo, that's life, right, isn't it? Okay, that's what you get when you're in power.
That is life, yeah. You take, you know, take the piss. What jobs wouldn't you do? Would you be a bin man? Running behind the bins.
Uh-huh, 100%.
Firstly, I'd lose weight. Secondly, it'd get me fitter, make my health increase. Thirdly, it's quite a high paid job, I believe, bin man.
Salary job. It's a salary job, so it's well paid.
Yeah.
I think you're talking like 30, 35 grand a year. Correct me if I'm wrong, listeners, but I've heard it's that kind of pay.
Just for running, putting the wheelie bins up to the old machine on the back.
I've got no prejudice about doing that. I wouldn't be ashamed.
I would do that.
Yeah.
I think the first week I'd be fucking knackered, mind.
Yeah, but
you know.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Exactly. I would do that.
Like if you do the early shift, because I've got a friend. We've got a couple friend who he's a bin man, and his shift starts at 4, and he's home by 9:30 in the morning, done for the day.
Oh wow!
Like,
would you work in a sewer, like a sewage plant? Where they all the toilet roll and all the shit comes through and the wipes and people wiping their ass and all the sanitary stuff.
My only no on that one.
That stink.
My gag reflex is shit. Honestly, I'd be shit sucking dick because honestly, I've got a fucking poor gag reflex. Do you know what I mean?
Like, you were right last week, Niall. Sorry.
But I don't mind shit. I don't mind piss and I don't mind puke and I don't mind blood. But smell for me. Smells a big thing for me. Like, no. Couldn't do it. Only for that reason. I wouldn't bother. None of the stuff would bother me. I'd be one of the divers if I didn't have to unblock the pipe. I don't care.
Fuck off. You ain't diving in shitty water. You'll get some like disease in your eyes and they'd fall out.
Have you not seen the people who dive in it?
Oh, no, they have to go down and unblock the pipes and all that stuff and the mechanisms and the sewage plant and all that shit. Literally shit.
They're called Fatbergs.
Fatbergs.
Fatberg. So if you look at what a fatberg is. So fatberg is basically a blockage of a sewage pipe where it's a build up of sewage. And basically you look at the size of them. Like they're about the size of a car.
Up a foot. Fat, Michael. Fat. Fatberg.
Yeah.
Comes up fat burgers. Oh yeah, you go. A fatberg is a rock-like mass of waste matter in a sewer system formed by the combination of flushed, non-biodegradable solids such as wet wipes and fat, oil and grease deposits.
Go on images. Look on images. They're fucking huge.
Right.
Yeah, massive. Like, they get rid of them by, like, controlled explosions and stuff like that.
There you go. Yeah, he's got a big fucking wad in his hand.
Massive.
I suppose they just form over time, don't they? And more adds to it. They're like massive boulders, aren't they?
Yeah, huge things.
Of shit and fat and oil. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Like, they have to drill them out and they have to get, like, jackhammers and all sorts of chainsaws. Like, fucking, yeah. No,
that's sewer. Yeah, I don't think I could do that. That's a job I would not do.
Only because of smell.
No, I don't want any splashback in my face. It's bad enough when I clean toilets at work. And sometimes you clean their toilet and a bit of water. One time, my old job, a bit of this old lady's poo flicked up in my mouth. Yeah, and I'm like, I'm going to die. And I ran and brush my teeth and spat out, obviously, because I had my toothbrush with me, living out of a bag. Good job, actually.
Stop it.
Yeah. So that was a bit... yeah, a little bit of poo went in my mouth. Oh. As I was using the brush, like cleaning the toilet.
Little nugget. Go on, next job.
I don't know. You can name a job that you wouldn't do. I've named two now.
Name a job that I wouldn't do. Name a traffic warden.
That's a cunt job anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't do that.
I am a traffic warden, right? So I was in Bedford and I was basically picking up a takeaway. And basically, me and my brother-in-law, I was driving, he was running in, and I drove into Bedford. Anyway, dropped him off and I turned around in the middle of the road and just pulled into what I thought was a disused bus lane. And it was a disused bus lane because we parked there loads of times when he went in. Anyway, this traffic warden walked up and I wound down my window and it was really loud late at night. And I said, "What did you say?" And basically, I don't know what he said, but along the lines of he started speaking to me. And as he was speaking to me, he reached round and slapped it on the window. Like, slapped the ticket on the thing, and that was it. I seen red. I don't see red a lot, but I seen red. Fucking belt come off, jumped out of the car. And I was like, "What's going on?" Like, and he was like, "This is all being recorded." I was like, "That's fine, but why have you given me a ticket? You could have said you're not allowed to park here."
I'm in the car.
Like, you should read the signs. And he's like, "No, it's a taxi rank." I was like, "I didn't fucking know it's a taxi rank. Where's the sign?" One little sign over in the corner. And I was like, "For fuck's sake." So of all the times I've fucking parked there, like, and it's never been a taxi rank, but it's only recently become a taxi rank.
Yeah.
And I said, "You slap that on before giving me the chance. You've seen I'd just pull up. I'd been in the spot less than 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Because on the ticket, it showed you at the time, because I was on camera, it showed you the time I would have arrived and the time I'd like basically left. I was there a minute and a half of him giving me a ticket. Fucking lost my shit. Most expensive takeaway ever. Fucking 60 quid fine. It's livid. But yeah, traffic warden. You're a traffic warden. You're a cunt.
Yeah, you're a cunt. Unless you're nice and let people off.
No, fuck.
Couple of minutes.
They're all dickheads. Do you know what I like as well? 100 million sperm and a fucking traffic warden is the quickest. It's just dickheads.
Like, I like that. That's made me giggle.
Imagine that's your vocation. Imagine you're going applying for jobs and you're going, "No, I wouldn't work in a factory. I wouldn't work in care. I wouldn't drive a bus. I won't be a van driver." Traffic warden, yellow outfit. Fucking sign me up. Your interview. Yeah. Are you a dickhead? Yes. Are you a cunt? Yes.
Have the job. Have the job.
Your little bellend. Yes.
It's your little book and your little camera and your little stickers. There you go.
Would you wear,
fuck off.
Would you wear a black outfit with a bright yellow trim? Yeah.
Go and ruin the lives of every single driver in the world. Thank you so much.
You know what I couldn't do? I couldn't work either
bus driver,
a funeral home, or a morgue. No.
But first of all, the next job I have will be in a funeral home. If I leave care job, it'll be in a funeral home. Because one, I think it'll be well interesting. I love morbid shit. I love depressive shit. Negativity and all that. Seeing people cry, I don't like that. That's obviously not a nice thing.
Oh,
but
fucking hell, Michael.
But people don't... Working in a funeral home, it's like... you know, it's...
It's a quiet place to work.
Can I spend some time with the bodies, with my equipment? Not in a sexual way.
No, Jimmy, you can't.
Right. Just in like ghost hunting aspects.
Yeah. Do you really think family members? In fact, do you know what? If this goes against your interview, I hope it does. No, you can't. The first question is of the interview. If you say to them, "You got any questions at the end of your interview?" Yeah, your interview went really well, by the way. We look forward to getting back to you. You got any questions? Yeah. Do you mind if I bring in a couple of dolls? A spirit box and just, you know, see what I can find.
Ouija board, just to see if they're really dead.
They'll be like, "No, mate, it's not happening."
Chapel of rest, you know, no. Lift on it, I put the spirit box on their chest. Are you still here, Mavis?
Like, I wouldn't mind with the walkers. You know, one walks in front of the car, the procession.
Oh, I couldn't walk that slow.
Oh. Yeah, see, I'm a speedy walker.
Yeah, so am I. That'd do my head in and be like, "Come on."
I don't think I could do that. Like, no.
Now that is where I'm going next, but the pay isn't that good, so it's not really that much, to be fair. No, I'm serious. I've worked in a van driver. I went to kill everybody. Care. I won't get a better care company than I work for now. I've worked in shops. I've worked in factories. I've worked in warehouses. What's left? The dead. Yay. That's
grave digger. Do you need to do that?
I don't know if they still do them.
I used to work with a bloke and a family friend called Mick in Birmingham. Proper psycho. And I'm talking proper. Must have been in his 50s, 60s. He was doorman, but do you know, like those old school skinhead, shaven, old man as well. He was lovely, like salt of the earth. And he was a doorman.
Yeah.
A family friend. And he was, I said, oh, what do you do in the day then? Like, do you have anything else? He said, yeah, I'm a grave digger. I was like, what? He said, yeah, I dig graves by hand. I was like, no. And I was like, I'd love to do that. Fucking love to be a grave digger.
You don't want to work in a funeral home, but you want to dig holes for dead bodies.
Yeah, because I feel like, I made them an everlasting place.
I made your bed. Now lay in it.
Do you think as well? Do you think like grave diggers are like builders? Do you know when builders go past the house and go, worked on that house, did that one. Do you think grave diggers go in and go, dug that myself?
I dug that one.
Me and Steve bashed that one out in 2 hours.
I do that when I go around when I'm delivering. When I used to deliver in the van, I say, "Oh,
I did it." When I used to be do building, a labourer, bricklayer.
Yeah,
I used to do that. I still do it now. I used to go build that house. Fucking these hands, these soft palms, build
crafted it. Your family home.
Yeah. Go knock on the door. It weren't for me, you fuckers had nowhere to live. No, so yeah, so grave digger. I'd do grave digging. Yeah,
I wouldn't be a bus driver. Definitely a shit job. They don't thank you for a start on the road, and they get beat up by school kids.
I think bus drivers and traffic wardens are on the same sort of level.
Yeah, I think they're miserable fucks. Although they do get beat up a lot.
When I was a kid, it was all about how sneaking on the bus. It's fucking easy to sneak on a bus as a kid.
Is it
so easy, especially from college? Like when like 20 kids are getting on at once, and you just crouch down and get in. Or someone would get in and pass the ticket out the window for you to get on with their ticket. Fucking easy.
Yeah, day rider. Oh, I got one. Yeah.
Train driver. Now, my missus told me this, and I don't know if it's true, but my missus told me this, is that if you're a train driver and you get a track jumper, you know, people that jump in front of trains.
Yeah.
You get a jumper. Apparently, you get paid off.
Oh.
I don't know if it's true. I need to research it. My missus told me it was just... She loves weird facts about that. You know, okay. She tells me every time we're on a train. Like, if you get a jumper and you're the driver, apparently you get paid off because that's it. You can't go back to work as a train driver if you've had a jumper in front of your train.
Oh, okay.
That's
normally the underground, isn't it?
Well, underground, overground.
Most of the time.
Track jumpers as well. People jump on the tracks and.
Yeah, dickheads.
Yeah. So those people they get paid off like $100,000 or something because they can't go back to work there. I don't know if it's true. I need to research it. It could be bullshit. Yeah. But you know, yeah.
I drove a train once.
Oh, did you?
When I was a kid in Cornwall, my mum and dad. Yeah, I sat near the front. And we were going. It's only about 20-minute journey. Yeah, I did all that. I sat in the seat. The driver. Opened the door, put me in there. I did the horn and pushed it forward and like, all that shit, yeah.
Do you remember, like, that's the thing. Cool. I think I was born in the wrong time. I think if I was born, you know, if I was like 30s, 40s, 50s, do you know when men used to work hard? Like men that used to have to shovel coal for like 3 or 4 hours to keep the train going and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I think like they're fucking men.
You do look like one of them, to be fair. Plus you're from up north as well. Top north.
Fucking shoveling coal onto train.
Okay.
Like, no, but I think they're like men. Do you know what men that used to wear? Like, there's a video of this old bloke, and a northern bloke actually, and his job was to demolish chimneys. Do you know, like, giant chimneys?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His job was
in old factories and that.
Yeah, and I'm talking, they were massive.
Yeah,
like the size, you know, like the size of fucking like the size of the Gherkin building, for example, massive chimneys, and his job was to dismantle them. And the only way that they dismantle those is by hand. So he'd have to stop. He'd have to He'd have to go all the way to the top via ladder, one rope round his waist.
Yeah.
And his job was to literally hammer and chisel
this thing apart.
Just to demolish it.
Lob the brick down. Watch out, Brian!
No, yeah. And so his job was to do that. There's a video about it. I'll tag you in it. So you're fucking mental. He's a little rope. Little fucking piece of rope. No harness, no safety gear.
Yeah, I didn't back in the day, did they? They didn't care about health and safety. They were like real people. You know, now we're just still fucking weirdos and pussies and snowflakes and feel sorry for everybody.
Like, I think that's the world that we live in now, is the fact that you can't accept what jobs people want to do. Oh my God, people. On today's episode, we are extending. You guys are lucky. We are extending. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep going.
It says thanks for watching. Hope you enjoyed the show.
What are we going on about?
Are we having an extra? This is injury time, people. There's been lots of fouls on the pitch, and we're going into injury time.
This is injury time, and then it goes into penalties. But yeah, thanks for watching. Continue to watch. I don't know what else I can do. Lorry driver, I don't think I could do.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. That's shit. You have to drive at certain times of the day for a certain amount of time. You're stranded in, like, fucking everywhere. I don't know. I wouldn't do that.
Lorry drivers are perverts as well. They're fucking perverts, man. When I think about it now, if I take it out of his head and I think to myself, if I was a lorry driver and I've been driving all day, what am I going to do? I'm going to fucking jump in the back of my fucking lorry and have a wank, have a porn mag.
Thank you to all the lorry drivers listening and watching. Niall loves you, really.
Wasn't there a lorry driver that ran over a prostitute? Something like that.
I don't know.
Jeremy Clarkson went on about it or something. And he was like, he was knocking over traffic cones and he goes, oops, there goes another prostitute.
Oh, yes. And I did driving challenge thing. Yeah.
Lorry driver I couldn't do.
Bailiff, yeah.
You're just asking to be decked. Like, honestly. And do you know what? If you've never seen a bailiff in your life, you haven't lived.
Not in person. Just on the telly.
Have you never seen... Have I seen a bailiff? I don't know if I have. But do you know what I mean? Like, fucking bailiffs, man. Yeah, couldn't be a bailiff because they're fucking horrible bastards. But I know they have a job to do. At the same time, they're still a knobhead when you think they have the authority just to smash through your front door and take your telly.
Yeah, wankers.
That was it. Back in the day, that was all families had, was the telly. That's all they relied on. Was the box. The box and the chippy on Friday night.
Yeah.
The TV with the wooden panels around the front.
Yeah, and the back that was the size of a car.
Oh, yeah, just fucking keep going back out. Oh, there were.
Had all the components and parts in it, yeah.
Trying to shift one of them as well. Shift them, they were fucking massive.
Yeah, they're heavy. Heavy motherfuckers.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, there's loads of jobs I couldn't do. Like, but then work's work to me. And now, the more older I get in life, now, the more I think to myself, just do your shit and get out. You've got a life to live.
Your job is just for money to help you enjoy your life. Yeah.
Yeah. And my missus tells me, she says, that's kind of the worst ethos to have. And I said, no, for me, it's not. It's a personal choice.
Sometimes.
Don't get me wrong. I work really hard. There's anybody I work with. I help. I would never do a job that it's not dedicated to others. I say it time and time again.
He does.
Wouldn't do a job that wouldn't benefit someone else. However, now I'm to the point where I'm like, live your life. Like, we're going back to Florida, just so everyone knows. But we'll say that for another show. But we're going back to Florida, Mickey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
We'll go back to Florida.
Cool. Thanks for watching, Dad's Lads and Kebabs.
Another show. Done. Smashed it out. I hope everyone has a lovely night. I'm going to probably go and have some tweet now. Maybe another tune.
Some more. I've not had dinner yet. And it's late.
Ooh.
Got my meds as well. Take my vitamins. Got to be healthy.
Do you have your own med sheet?
No, I signed my Marsha. But I do have a new Dotted box, which is downstairs, and I'll show you next episode. And it's about that big. It's got also, special pop-up way, things.
Just before you go, if you are a fat bastard and you're looking for an appetite suppressor, something that's going to stop you from snacking while you're driving, working, watching TV, and you don't smoke or you don't vape or you don't do anything to keep your hands busy, these are cinnamon toothpicks. Now, cinnamon is a natural appetite suppressor, but I have been using these now for a couple of months, and I should tell you about them because I like them. And this whole box of 100 ginger ale and menthol and cinnamon. Basically, when I want a snack and I'm watching telly and I'm thinking, oh, I really want a snack, these are fucking brilliant. They stop me from snacking. So you just put one in.
Do you suck it, chew it, eat it?
Yeah. And I mean, it's really sweet cinnamon. I'm going to send you some, Mickey. I'm going to send you some.
Please do.
Oh, they're so sweet.
Suck that stick. Suck that stick.
It's just basically someone with a list. Suck that dick.
Suck that dick.
Yeah, you want an appetite suppressor that's not going to cost you through the earth, but it actually does work because you can pretty much just have them on the go and they just taste really nice and they last you about 3 hours per stick.
Are they expensive?
£3.
Oh, because I saw an advert for the first time on Facebook the other day for Killer Vanilla. I know you've used them in the past. And they're like little Vic vapor things you stick up your nose. £38 or something for three. And I'm like, wow, for like 3 months supply. And I thought, nah, no thanks.
The thing is with those, right, and the thing is, I know scientifically how they work now, is they play on the receptors in the brain.
Yeah.
You know, that smell is confused. It confuses the receptors to think that you're giving your body sugar when you're not. Truth is, they work all right. They're okay, but they're expensive. You want something that's cheap and something that you can actually physically taste.
Then suck on a cinnamon stick. Stick.
And I mean,
stick,
it leaves your
dick.
Mouth. It leaves your mouth tasting of cinnamon as well. So,
is it coated? Nice.
Brilliant. Honestly, appetite suppressor.
Bit of spice.
Just don't have one in if you're doing press-ups or anything and you fall on the floor because it's going to fucking hurt.
Stick in his neck.
But that's it. That's cool. The deal of the day for Niall.
Thank you.
Dad's Lads and Kebabs, extended edition. I think we should just do extended shows all the time. But, you know, these podcasts, people want them and we've got to edit them and they've got to get out. I don't do anything.
We?
I'm not part of the editing. I'm just the talent.
yeah, you're the talent.
But thank you, everybody, for another show. Yeah. Dad's Lads and Kebabs, as we always say, deuces.
Deuces.
The Dads, Lads and Kebabs podcast is available to listen and download on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Podbean, and all other podcast platforms.